بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على سيدنا
وأصحابه المكرمين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى، ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا، إن الله غفور شكور. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم: حسين مني وأنا من حسين، أحب الله من أحب حسينا، حسين سبط من الأسباط. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, firstly I'd like to thank the management of the Masumin Center and all of you for coming here tonight. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I'd like to begin my short talk, an attempt to deliver a talk, by some lines of poetry, inshallah ta'ala, in Urdu, which inshallah I will later translate, inshallah ta'ala. So please, inshallah, can you give me more spirituality by increasing your voices in sending a salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
میرا حسین باغ نبوت کا پھول ہے، میرا حسین باغ نبوت کا پھول ہے، حیدر کی اس میں جان ہے، خون بتول ہے، حیدر کی اس میں جان ہے، خون بتول ہے. حیدر کی اس میں جان ہے، خون بتول ہے، کتنی عظیم ذات ہے مولا حسین کی، کتنی عظیم ذات ہے مولا حسین کی، جس کے لیے حضور کے سجدوں میں طول ہے، جس کے لیے حضور کے سجدوں میں طول ہے. And the reason why I'm singing this poetry is because of this stanza. Please pay attention. I will translate it inshallah for those of you who do not understand Urdu. Quran hai Hussain ka, shariat Hussain ki. Quran hai Hussain ka, shariat. I hear loud, more in a sense louder appreciation from my own circles, brothers. Come on. Quran, you know what I'm saying? Quran hai Hussain ka, شریعت حسین کی، اسلام کیا ہے سیرت و صورت حسین کی، اسلام کیا ہے سیرت و صورت حسین کی، حیدر کی اس میں جان ہے، خون بطول ہے. Because you see nowadays they say, why do you need to talk about Al-Hussein? The fact is, the reality of the fact, my brothers and sisters, is that we don't just need to talk about Hussein. We've been talking about Hussein alayhi salam for years, and may Allah grant us steadfastness in talking about him, because even to talk about him requires courage. But the reason why I'm here and the few words that I want to say, if Allah gives me the tawfiq, is that brothers and sisters, we need to start living that love of Al-Hussein that Allah has granted us. We need to start living that love, because love is true when you start living that love. And this is why, brothers and sisters, nowadays, you know, a common complaint is people who don't talk about Al-Hussein, they don't love the Ahlul Bayt. That's not my point in the first place to judge certain things. You know, nowadays we talk about unity. The brother wanted me to talk about unity between amongst us Muslims. The reality is I can't unite with someone who has any bughs for Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you have any form of hatred, and I'm not saying anyone has, because unity doesn't mean conformity. This is my own opinion. But the point is, brothers and sisters, it's not my duty to judge other people. If I claim to be a lover of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then do my actions portray that love of Imam al-Hussein? Do I love what al-Hussein loved? Do I try to live like Hussein? Because you can't live like Hussein. Do we try to live like Hussein? This is why, brothers and sisters, the point I'm saying why we can't become judgmental on others, because it's very hard, brothers and sisters. In our own circles, we get accused. But the point is, every one of us is accountable, and we are all going to go into our own graves. The fact is, what we need to focus on is that, is my love authentic? Is my love true for Al-Hussein? Because I can stand here and say, I love Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, I love the Ahlul Bayt. But do you know what I pray for? I pray that on the Day of Judgment, they say that, Ya Rasulullah, he is a lover of us. Please bring him to us. Because that's what's really going to count, brothers and sisters. And this is why, brothers and sisters, the reason why I'm saying that we can't judge other people, we have to be loving. Because the message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was love, love, love. To the extent that even Imam Ali, who obviously had enemies, like many people, every one of us has enemies nowadays. Imam Hussein ibn Ali had enemies. But the point is, brothers and sisters, even during the battles, Sayyidina Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, they didn't hate, brothers and sisters. The only thing they hated was that those people who had the audacity to go against them, they were going hellbound. So you see, the da'wah and the mission and the message of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, brothers and sisters, is love, love, love. And then you don't have time to hate or say anything else, because it takes a lifetime, really. The challenge is really living this love that we have for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because didn't Sayyidina Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salam, say that if you love us, whoever loves us, tell them to get ready to live a life full of difficulties. It's difficult, brothers and sisters. The path of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is a difficult path. It requires sacrifice. And this is why every month, every Muharram, every month, in fact, we should gather every single day of our lives remembering Al-Hussein. You can't restrict the dhikr of Imam al-Hussein to a day or a month. Every single day we need to reflect on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Why? Why? Why do we need to reflect on his martyrdom? Because this revives our Islam and our Iman and our Ihsan. And this is why, brothers and sisters, the reason why I'm saying that we don't want to focus on other people, and how we have to focus on ourselves, becoming true lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because guess what? The love of the Ahlul Bayt, you can preach to someone a decade, a century, a millennium, If Allah wants to give them the love of the Ahlul Bayt, then He will give them the love of the Ahlul Bayt. The love of the Ahlul Bayt is the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll say, now why am I saying this? Doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. We know the verse of Mawadda very well. But the verse of Mawadda, we need to reflect upon it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I only ask that you love them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he told us to be negative and hate and do everything else, then we would have done it, but he didn't. He told us to stick to that love, because the love will take us a lifetime. It will take us a lifetime to live that love. Because it's easy to talk about love. But when the time comes when you have to make, look into your own lives, brothers and sisters. How many times has it happened that a time has come for you to make a sacrifice and you can't do it? This is why we remember Imam al-Hussein every single day of our lives, or every year, and whenever you remember him, is to give you that courage to not bow down against tyrannical forces. It gives you that courage to remain on the haqq. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, which is from the same verse actually, of the verse of Mawadda, that the next portion of the ayah is what? وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. But whoever earns a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever earns a good deed, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. Because of them earning this good deed, we will give them an increase in barakah, in goodness. نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives and the one who values, appreciates. Now, someone came to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He writes the commentary of the word hasana here. Because what does hasana mean here? What does it mean, whoever earns goodness, whoever earns a good deed? What is meant by hasana here? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the word hasana here refers to the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to earn the love of Ali Muhammad sallallahu. You think you love Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah protect us, and may Allah really make us true lovers, because actions speak louder than words, brothers and sisters. Do we love the sunnah of the Ahlul Bayt? Do we like to dress like the Ahlul Bayt? Do we like to do what they did? Do we even care to know about what they liked and what they disliked? We have to earn this love. The same way we go and earn our finances, we gotta start earning the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And don't worry about what others are doing. Don't focus there. Don't keep your focus on Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because on the day of judgment, Ali Muhammad will save you. Let's keep the focus on Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallatu wasalam. Let's keep the focus on earning this love. Because sometimes when you focus on other things divert you, brothers and sisters. And they divert us, brothers and sisters. Talking about Karbala, brothers and sisters, what can I say about Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam? Like the sha'ir says, Sayyid Nasiruddin Nasir rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he writes, he says, Tadap utha hai dil, तड़प उठा है दिल लफ्जों में दोहराई नहीं जाती, तड़प उठा है दिल लफ्जों में दोहराई नहीं जाती. Why do you think our scholars and our imams come and they tell you about, do you think we can really explain these things, brothers and sisters? No, but it's really to awaken us. But if we just after the month of Muharram go back into our daily lives and continue what we were doing and continue transgressing upon ourselves and not just living that love, then we haven't gained anything, brothers and sisters. We need to work on earning this love. Why do they preach about these events and these incidents? They are horrific. But it's to really awaken us that this is what happened. Follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. तड़प उठा है दिल लफ्जों में दोहराई नहीं जाती, तड़प उठा है दिल लफ्जों में दोहराई नहीं जाती, जुबां पर दास्ताने करबला लाई नहीं जाती, زباں پر داستانِ کربلا لائی نہیں جاتی. Does everyone understand Urdu?
No.
So that means that tadap utha hai dil, that my heart has erupted. Lafzon mein dohrai nahi jati, my heart has erupted. I can't repeat this from my words. Zubaan par dastaan Karbala lai nahi jati. I can't bring about the story of Karbala. I can't speak about this story. Why? Because it's so horrific. And the next stanza before I finish, brothers and sisters, this is the point of what I'm saying today, brothers and sisters. We need to start living this love. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. O you who believe, don't say what you don't do. We need to become amongst those whom on the day of judgment the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam call us. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, which is narrated in the book of Ash-Shifa of Qadi Iyad Al-Maliki, a Maliki scholar, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that he said to Sayyidina Ali, Imam Ali karamallahu ta'ala wa jalal kareem, he said, O Ali, the first person to enter Jannah after me will be you. And for after you, it will be Sayyidatuna wa Mawlatuna Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Then after you, then Hassan and Hussein alayhimus salam, alayhimus salam. And then, do you know what Sayyidina Ali, Imam Ali, why do we love him? Do you know what he replied to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, فَمُحِبُّونَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَمُحِبُّونَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What about those who love us? Look, this is why we love Imam Ali. But do we truly love Imam Ali? Or are we just talking about this love? I'm saying this for myself, brothers and sisters. Do we know Imam Ali alayhi salam? Do we know him? He said, فَمُحِبُّونَا. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What about our lovers? What did the Prophet say? He cares about us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, O Ali, min wara'ikum, they will follow you. They will be behind you. We want to be amongst those who will be behind Amirul Mu'mineen. We want to be amongst those who will be kissing that dust that touches the sandal of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. And this is why the next stanza, I want us to think about this next stanza. Those of us who every year we remember Imam Hussein, why? We preach about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and about the haqq and the haqq and the haqq. But the test is, brothers and sisters, are we really working for the haqq? Husainiyat ko paana hai, Husainiyat ko paana hai. If you want to reach the level of becoming a Husaini, if you want to be amongst a true follower of Imam Hussein, Husainiyat ko paana hai, to takkar le yazidon se. You want to be a Husaini? Husainis don't talk. Husainis walk. Husainis are there. But you see, they have compassion. They are not zalimeen. They have compassion. Husainiyat ko paana hai, to takkar le yazidon se. Ye wo manzil hai jo lafzon mein samjhai nahi jaati. یہ وہ منزل ہے جو لفظوں میں سمجھائی نہیں جاتی. And in the end, I'll finish with this. The poet writes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send thousands and millions of blessings upon his soul. Ameen. He says, نصیر آخر عداوت کے بھی کچھ آداب ہوتے ہیں. نصیر آخر عداوت کے بھی کچھ آداب ہوتے ہیں. کسی بیمار کو زنجیر پہنائی نہیں جاتی. کسی بیمار کو زنجیر پہنائی نہیں جاتی. جس نے حق کربلا میں ادا کر دیا اپنے نانا کا وعدہ وفا کر دیا. گھر کا گھر سب سپرد خدا کر دیا. اس حسین ابن حیدر پہ لاکھوں سلام. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.